the Pure Land in the human realm, right? This was famously coined by the reformer monk Taishu. So I'd like to ask you two questions actually about this. First, could you just summarize for us basically Taishu's position, his main argument? And then secondly, tell us about how your assessment of Taishu differs actually in important ways from some previous scholarship on him that presents him kind of as this radical breaking away from traditional Buddhist ideas. So in other words, how you see Taishu as both a radical reformer, but also kind of more of a traditionalist than we previously thought. Yes, so please.
Okay. Yeah, so in his work on establishing the Pure Land in the human realm, the Jianshe Renjian Jingtu Lun, he criticizes contemporary Chinese Buddhists, that would be the first half of the 20th century, as some of them being too optimistic and some of them being too pessimistic. If they're too pessimistic, then they think this world simply cannot be salvaged and there's no point even trying to do any kind of political reform or social action. And of course, when he's writing, this is during the time of the warlords before the Northern Expedition, and there really is a lot of bad stuff going on. And so they just want to recite the Buddha's name and escape this world to this paradise off to the west. So that would line up with the Western direction Pure Land position. On the other hand, he said some of them were too optimistic, and they said, everything is already perfect as it is, and nothing really needs to be changed. These he lined up with those holding the mind-only Pure Land position, who would say all of this apparently defiled reality is actually all inherently very pure, and there's nothing you really need to do except realize its inherent purity. So neither of those positions equipped anyone to really address concrete social, political, or any other kind of human problem. So he posited this idea of building the Pure Land in the human realm as a way of providing a warrant for actual engagement with the world at hand, trying to do social justice work, peace work, whatever you wanted to get into. Now, the problem is most scholars that I've looked at assume that he means people to do this instead of any other kind of traditional practice, that what he's recommending, and I quote a few people in the book as saying that he wanted to tell people, don't seek rebirth in the Western land of utmost bliss. Don't go off on some airy fantasy about how it's all inherently pure. You know, build the pure land here and now through social work. And based upon that, some people have translated this term Renjian Jingtu just as earthly Pure Land. Okay. Now, I have read through, and in fact, I've completely translated this work, and it's the centerpiece of a book I'm working on now.
Excellent.
And so I found he actually does nothing of the sort. And so the reason I stick to this very clunky translation, Pure Land in the Human Realm, rather than something nice like earthly Pure Land, something a little more smooth, is because in this work, Taishu still maintains a completely traditional Buddhist cosmology.
Mm-hmm.
And so for him, the human realm indicates anywhere in the Buddhist cosmos where human beings are reborn. So it's not just this earth. It's the northern continent of Uttarakuru. It's the inner court of the Tushita heaven with Maitreya, and it's Amitabha's pure land as well, because the scriptures say devas and humans occupy the pure land. So the human realm means any of those places, not just this earth. And second, he never saw a conflict between doing social work here and now and attaining rebirth. In fact, he says very explicitly in two different passages, you can work all you want to bring about improvement to modern society, establish peace, security of life and property, and all that stuff, but you're still going to die, and you still need to think about what happens after that. And he recommends seeking rebirth in Amitabha's Pure Land. In fact, he totally reproduces all 48 of Amitabha's vows as part of this text. So Taishu, contrary to what we've been led to think, never deployed this term Pure Land in the Human Realm to dissuade people from any kind of traditional Buddhist worldview or practice. He put it out there as a way of saying you can walk and chew gum at the same time. You can do both.
Mm-hmm.
And the modern master Shengyan actually took him up on this. And in a way, you know, Taishu tends to be kind of eclectic and jumps from topic to topic. But Shengyan has actually been very systematic in pointing out how you need all three of these views: Western direction, Pure Land, and the aspiration to be reborn there, a realization of the mind-only nature of Pure Land, and a willing to engage in building the Pure Land here and now for all of this to work to the best effect. You need all of these. So there's no contradiction. That was the real surprise there.